This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-584-0307 regarding Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Everingham, E-V-E-R-I-N-G-H-A-M like Mary. Date of birth 12/13/1949. Dear Miss Bennett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Everingham with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was May 8th of this year. She is now on a steroid. She believes it's a low-dose prednisone, and that's for recent diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia also. She's scheduled to see a rheumatologist in Mount Pleasant January 11th of 2024. The prednisone has dramatically helped her joint pains, and she's feeling much better currently. She has lost 12 pounds over the last 6 months, though, and blood sugars are improving. She's doing well on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once weekly. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. And no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, she's on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once weekly. Robaxin is 500 milligram three times a day. Requip, 1 milligram at bedtime. Toujeo, insulin is 60 units once daily. That was increased due to the being on prednisone. Hyzaar is 100/12.5 once a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray as needed, Pro-Air inhaler as needed, Norvasc 5 milligram once a day, and she believes she's on prednisone 10 milligram once a day currently. Physical exam, weight 250 pounds, pulse 75, and blood pressure 126 over 70. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/28/2023. Creatinine is 1.57. Calcium is 9.26, sodium 134, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 4.1. Estimated GFR is 34. Hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Phosphorus 4.1 and intact parathyroid hormone 73.8. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of renal disease, no indication for dialysis, 2, hypertension, well-controlled, 3, diabetic nephropathy, well-controlled, and 4, new diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, scheduled to see a rheumatologist in January of next year. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.